microphone. Welcome, everyone, wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. This is our Advanced Healers Training. This is our lesson number 3 in Evolution of Time. So it gets quite more intense, quite more interesting, and quite more practical in its nature, because our purpose is not only to recognize the evolution of time, but to be, of course, the proper participants in the evolution of time. Is what would it all make sense if we could not use it, if it wasn't something that is first resonating in us and then something that we can see in the world. And if it wasn't a help of some sort to us, then why would we want to know? If we could not use it as a tool, then why would that be important? So this is exactly what we are here, and we are continuing from when where we left off the last time, when we were talking about the space and time. And the first thing that we want to recognize, that science has found that space is not flat. Space is either concave or converse, and when you take something that's flat and now it becomes it takes a shape, that is a state which is much more real for creation, for formation. It is almost as we said, that the idea that we can mold space and time itself, we can chisel into it, but of course in the organic way it's molding, because chiseling, that means that there's something there that is unnecessary that we'd have to take out. Molding would probably be more accurate when it comes to our growth, when it comes to literally everything that is organically sound, that nothing is lost. It's just that the shape is changed, and therefore something is born that wasn't there before. Born out of what already is, nothing added, nothing taken away. And I think this is the message that we will have today, that we will try and bring through. But on top of that, what we will achieve is the ability, probably one of the biggest questions, the most biggest challenges that I know, you know, the people who come in privately or in the courses face, it is, how do I show my individuality, my strength, my boldness, and at the same time not damage the love and the mutual love? How do I stay an individual that is able to express themselves boldly within, you know, the still not interfering with the mutual love and unity? And that is the first step in our quantum mechanics level of the evolution of time. And that is the first step that we introduce, something that is truly uncertain. And then when it's uncertain, it gives an opportunity for this kind of formation. And often we are able to do it bypassing the complete need to truly understand how it works, but literally make it happen. And the reason why we are able to do it and to make it happen is because we are in constant movement. We haven't stopped our movement. And relatively, the movement is not horizontal, but the movement is literally vertical. The movement is vertical because the movement has to do with change of consciousness and not a change of position necessarily. And that is exactly what in science has been talked about the laws of uncertainty, that it's impossible to tell any particle both its position and its velocity at the same time. And the reason being because even particles seem to have certain connection in laws of duality, and that duality has to do, of course, with the fact that reality is made out of small particles, and each of those particles has a positive and a negative, the anti and the regular and the anti-particle, and that's how all exist. And if that wasn't so, then that particle would not exist in reality at all. So it has that tension between the anti and the regular existence within time and space. So here we are. How does it relate to our consciousness? We will understand as we go. And what I would like to make sure that as you are here, make sure that as this is an advanced training, I want to remind everyone that we begin from a standing posture. We begin from a standing posture. The eyes are closed. You are completely relaxed into that posture, if you're physically able, of course. And the reason being is because we want to embody the experience that we have right now together. I talked about in the morning meditations, I talked about the fact that the words are containers to energy. And these words that I'm saying right now, they too contain energy. And we are giving birth to that energy together. And there is that need to embody this energy. And as we recognize the steps that we are going to make today, we're going to be able to recognize also the new level of embodiment, the new level of embodiment that literally lets the vertical light that we are after to give our boldness, our uniqueness and individuality, the ability to express itself in our life without damaging, but actually doing the opposite, enhancing the unity, the love that we feel. And that is the purpose of today, to highlight everything we have done so far in the evolution of time. So here we are. Beautiful energy. We're going to give it a few moments to rise because it truly is a very unique experience to them. Beautiful. One connection that you will appreciate when it comes to the evolution of time and the particles and that duality of a particle that was discovered by by science to have the particle, the antiparticle. For any reality to exist, this must exist, which has to do with quantum physics. And now we are moving into quantum mechanics with that. A different kind of mechanics, of course, and a level of energy. But I should correct myself right now. When I talk about energy, before I tell you the connection between particle and antiparticle and evolution of time, I want to correct myself, or maybe not correct myself, but just extend on what I say. When I'm talking about energy, I'm only talking about the energy within the human experience. Within the human experience. That's all the energy that I speak of when we're talking about energies. And those energies within the human experience are quite different than the energies that we use for science and observation, something that happens outside of us. That's what gives it the vertical potential. That's what gives it the level of uncertainty that has to do with growth, inner growth. So here we go, the particles and the antiparticles, they literally have a connection to our growth and to the evolution of time, because one of the particle is moving from the past into the future, but the other is moving from the future into the past. One is moving from past to future, the other from future into the past. Why is that important? Because you get the opportunity to literally go back in time. And the molding of time and space is literally related to the fact that, of course, time and space and our reality is made out of those particles, which now have that duality and the ability to give us the opportunity to not only move from past to future in our experience, because our experience is independent of history, right? Of historical time. Our experience is internal, not external. And therefore, in our experience, we have the opportunity to move not only from past to future, the way we do it under a survival level, only recognizing that particle movement, we, on the level of beyond survival, on a very advanced level, we not only recognize the movement from past to future, but we're actually able to influence, to achieve it, to do it consciously. That's what achievement means, to make it a conscious experience. And it's not what, you know, if you're somebody from, you know, that have not been going through our courses and wouldn't understand what we are doing, they would probably relate it to some kind of time travel of some sort. This is not a time travel, even though it is probably the most accurate time travel, because it's changing consciousness. More than just, you know, leaving yourself. In horizontal, quote unquote, time travel, if that was even possible. The energy is just incredible today. The energy is just incredible. I want you to recognize that every word that we are saying, every experience you're having right now is what's contained in the word. It's the energy. Letters, words become the containers. So even if the words may have been the same or similar, they contain a brand new energy for us. And it is so, so inspiring to feel that, what I'm feeling right now, and I hope that you are aware of that as well. So here we go. Let your body guide you a little bit. And we're going to take it to the practical part as soon as possible. To answer the how do we mold time and space, and through molding time and space, how do we answer the most challenging of questions I've heard? How do you show this boldness of individuality, express yourself without damaging mutual love? But the expression has to be in action, not only in intention. Yeah. Beautiful. Just observe your body. Let it guide you. Wow. Doing excellent. The simple intention from advanced students, the simple intention. And listen to this carefully. The simple intention of being able to express yourself and your uniqueness boldly in your action without interfering, without damaging mutual love, has a level of purity already built in the intention. So whether you're successful or to the degree that you're successful, I mean, we're always successful to some degree. Because there is no unsuccessful experience. It's just the degree of success is relative to your previous experience, and therefore it makes it, you know, open to judgment, right? But to recognize that there is growth, your success, even a small step forward, and the intention, the purity of intention of advanced student creates this kind of energy. So I want to congratulate in advance. We haven't really touched it yet, but we have opened up such an incredible potential right now that it's just exciting. I want to be in this energy all along. I'll give you some time. I think it will do so good. Beautiful. The movement from past to future and the movement from future to past are both within them containing horizontal and vertical. Simply because when you're moving from past to future, that's the natural process of our awareness. And that awareness happens within the body, within the body experience. And when it happens within the body experience, it has an element of horizontal. When we are moving from past to future, it is really a form of reconnection, rediscovery, awakening, and a form of molding on another level. It is measured not by the quantity or even the quality as much of the energy, but by its, and I'll say that it's very, very fine distinction, by the fact of aware initiation of the opposite direction. The fact that we were aware in the initiation of the opposite direction. That's where that step really makes sense, and it's so difficult at that stage to measure anything else. But that initiation comes from the horizontal level into the vertical. So the process of giving birth to that new awareness and to new recognition, to the new level of consciousness, is really that the process of initiating a new level of consciousness is that fine distinction as we move from past to future, bringing ourselves closer to our own potential. The ability to express oneself boldly in action without disturbing the unity, without damaging mutual love, is the evidence of that movement from past to future. In my teachings about splitting of water and light, we actually use this technique that we're going to work with today. And of course, the ability to use it does not depend on which information is being given, but it's almost like the brush at the hand of the master. As you become more masterful, so can the brush give you a much more unified, inspiring combination of strokes, more expressive of your true self, which makes it unique. And that uniqueness becomes a source of inspiration and appreciation at advanced level. You know, at the beginner levels, you know, if you imitate well, you're good. At the advanced level, the uniqueness that you're able to bring is what makes the difference. But appreciation for uniqueness has not been the taste of many. It's always been the taste of few. But of course, humanity is moving into the direction that uniqueness becomes not only the taste of many, but also the necessity for each individual to both express themselves. And what we're going to do today is that boldly in their action expressing their uniqueness, but also the ability to accept the boldness and the uniqueness expressions of others. One does not come without another. So, as we are using these tools in the light and water, we have mentioned this fine recognition that the process, like we said, going from the past to the future, which is inspired by awareness, a new awareness, expresses itself, again, without effort. You know, something that is in stillness. And again, I'm going to say something that maybe I've shared before, maybe I'm not. And when it comes to stillness, when it's talked about in many traditions, stillness is a state of movement without effort. Stillness cannot exist for us. Therefore, to reach stillness for us, it means it is continuous growth. Aware movement from past to future without effort. In other words, that the sum, first it is small effort, big reward, and then no effort, huge reward. That's so. So we want to achieve this thing. And what and a good example of achieving that thing. We talked about water. So I gave the example of water flowing from high mountain down into the lower ground. And the whole nature of water flowing from higher ground to lower valley is effortless for the water. We even make electricity from that, right? We even use that effortlessness to bring huge energy. We build dams and we use nature's stillness of such to get energy out of it. It's extremely powerful. So that ability to move, of movement of water from higher ground to lower ground, is very similar to, in terms of human awareness, to when each individual reaches their own, well, maybe I should regress it a little bit, reaches a level of awareness and growth, and then shares that level of awareness down to those who don't. It is not by force, but it's just a natural flow of energy, of information, of help, of inspiration from the higher level to the lower level. But what's interesting is that when it reaches the lower level, the water does not change its quality. It remains the same. In other words, there is no differentiation between the water above and the water below. There is no differentiation, but at the same time, in its stillness, it has the ability to share itself in the most natural way from the higher ground to the valley, that it literally has the, in the process, has the ability to bring energy in, unlimited energy, literally. In the same way, we, in a sense, recognize this inner sense of love and desire to share ourselves, but at the same time, in our wisdom, we to some degree join the lower water or join the lower ground instead of showing our superiority to it. And you'll understand in a moment. This is profound. The ability to be conscious in our own growth is the ability to move from past to the future. By that, awakening our own individuality. But that's not enough, because we need to share that. And to share that individuality, we need to be bold in our actions so we are able to be with that an inspiration for us. In our actions, not in our words, in our actions. But that may disturb and somehow damage the level of love, mutual love, if it is not done in stillness, in effortlessness, effortlessness, the way water flows from top mountain down to the valley. And by that, not showing its superiority, but the opposite, enables equality of some sort, from the high to the low. Joining the high towards the low is in a conscious manner, the joining of the high towards the low, like water flows from top to bottom, in that form of stillness, but it is, in awareness of self, it is the expression that allows moving from past into the future. Today we are going to do a special meditation, guided meditation, of renewal. And that meditation of renewal within itself will contain that stillness that is required to both move from the past into the future and to reach the ability to express and show your own boldness in the action and keep and maybe even add. And I'm saying keep because at some level it's already there, but add by inspiration to the mutual love and unity. listen to the energy. That is the process of being able to mold space and time. Beautiful. Let us begin with our inner keys. Please repeat the keys with your inner voice. We're going to use the basic formula of inner keys as we recognize that we're, again, I'll give the example of water. And the nature seems to have found a way, of course, it's even logical to us, to use water because of its simple bonds. It becomes the catalyst to all processes, to all organic processes. And if water does not exist, if it's not found, then organic processes simply cannot happen because there would have been a waste. To utilize anything but water would have been a waste, and therefore nature just did not create that possibility of waste. And the most powerful element inside of us is water. And therefore, within us, we have the opportunity for endless potential because the water becomes a catalyst to every single internal process. Now, in the same manner, in our advanced teaching, we often use basic inner keys. Because they are basic inner keys, within themselves, their simplicity enables us to utilize the least effort. And then containing the highest level of information. Of course, at the same time, it again is depending on the hand that holds the brush. As we are developing internally in our consciousness higher, so those inner keys become more and more powerful as we have perfected with each day the technique of using them. just an observation that may be worth, you know, reminding ourselves to what degree those inner keys play a role in their simplicity, just like water does in every organic process. So here we go. The goal of this meditation is renewal. Renewal to enable us a much more effective way to be in the state of stillness, just like water flowing down. But yet, at the same time, that stillness, in its purity of intention, and that purity of design, will give us the opportunity to add a conscious element of moving from past to future. By that, allowing us to be free to express our boldness, our uniqueness, without damaging mutual love. How about that? For an intention in the meditation process. So all that we're going to contain and invite. Here's the first energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy for the purpose of renewal. To join two pillars of wisdom and strength. I want to receive a lot of energy for renewal. To join two pillars of wisdom, one which is wisdom, and another which is strength. It will bring my plans my uniqueness and individuality into action in stillness. Into action. And fill my head and my neck. The key is long, but it reflects and contains all that which we've explained and already begun embodying on a level of self-regulation up until this moment. So the ground is fertile for them. And let it guide you. Let it surprise you. We should remember that every meditation that we are doing should be considered new. And with that, the previous, almost irrelevant. And this left. We can do that. Just that thought will free you. Beautiful. Thank you. That's. Now you're free. As we go on, the words in the key will be less and less relevant, or should I say our attention will be taken from the need to repeat the key to the experience that we are connecting to. Here's the next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy for renewal. To join the two pillars, one of wisdom and one of strength. To make my plans, my preparation, and my ability to express it into one stillness. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Of course, when we say stillness, it is not the common stillness. It is the stillness we've so carefully defined. That kind of stillness that, you know, electrifies cities, literally, lights cities, when water flowing down from the mountain into the valley, joining the water below, water above, joining the waters below, in still, but yet giving the highest level of energy possible without any weight. Anything that comes between it gains power. Beautiful. We go to the next inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To bring a new level of renewal. To join two pillars, one of wisdom and another of strength. To bring my plans, my preparations into practice, into expression. Reach a level of stillness. And fill my chest cavity, my chest. You're doing great. Listen to your body. Listen to your experience. Allow it to express fully as put into action. Symbolically, put it into action. Through your motion. But your motion is in stillness, yet you're moving. Your mind is in stillness, yet you're thinking. And when it's in stillness, yet you are thinking. And when it's in motion, yet you're moving, then every expression gains energy and does not interfere or damage mutual love, yet allows your uniqueness and individuality to be present. Beautiful. Next to that. Next direction. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To experience a new level of renewal. To join the two pillars, one of wisdom, another of strength. to express my plans, my preparations into action, and reach a level of stillness. And fill my upper abdomen. Upper abdomen. Beautiful. Next, thank you. I want to receive a lot of energy. To reach a new level of renewal. To join two pillars, one of wisdom, another of strength, to bring my plans, my preparations into action, into practice. And reach a level of stillness. And fill my lower abdomen and listen to your body. Don't forget the completion of mind, experience, conscious experience of self without judgment in the truth of the moment, as you are, as it is. Don't forget to bring it into the physical. In your awareness, in your body, in your emotion, in all your senses. With full trust. And make it complete. Beautiful. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. to experience a new level of renewal. To bring the two pillars of wisdom and strength together as my plan and preparation is put into practice and reach a state of stillness. And fill my legs and feet. And let it express. Let it guide you. Okay. Excellent. The final key, so please put everything you have, all the freedom you can get, into this final key for this meditation. I want to receive a lot of energy. To experience a new level of renewal. To join the two pillars of wisdom and strength. To bring my plans and preparations into practice into action. And reach a state of stillness. And fill my body. Head to toes. Top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, beauty. The amazing power that we find in water flowing from top to bottom, and its ability to join and unite with the lower waters without apparent hierarchy and in without effort, and at the same time to be able to be so powerful in the process, is what we refer to as, you know, the purpose of our growth, where we too have the ability to express our individuality from top, from the state of knowing to those who know less, from a state of spiritual awakening to those who are less, and then just in the process, the beginning steps of their growth, from a state of adulthood to children, to be able to, with the same kind of effort in every moment of our life, because we can find that in every interaction, interaction with ourselves inside. As we talked about ourselves that is constantly moving from past to future or from future to past. That's the inner experience. And of course, with others in our memory, with others in our past experience, with others in our future, the scenarios that we have created, the hundreds and thousands of scenarios we've created in our relationship with others that never occurred in the physical reality, but yet inside of us, we have made them real and made them relevant to our life and our physical existence, health. And of course, to the everyday moments. To the everyday moments in which we have the opportunity to bring this new state that we've achieved today and that we will continue achieving, the state of stillness from with continuous growth as we flow from the higher into the lower, we're able to embody it into our everyday experience, both in an internal process of molding space and time within us, an external process of molding space and time in our actions, in our interactions with others, everyone. Just like an adult would have to do with a child by flowing and presenting the self at the child's level to make that experience that they have relevant to the child without hurting or damaging the mutual love, the same way as one that knows expresses knowledge to one who doesn't, the same way as one who has spiritual consciousness has the ability to express that to those who are just in the beginning of their journey. But with every day to be able to do it better and better as we, as individuals, through practice, have the ability to achieve this new level of stillness that allows that to be true. With every meditation, we are new. And every meditation is new, makes the previous irrelevant. in a sense of the experience of the next after it. If you have some more time, please stay in this energy a little bit longer. You've done amazing. I want to thank you so much for the opportunity, for the energy, for the ability to speak of such concepts and embody them at this level. I would love to hear your comments, your questions, if you have. Please listen to this again when you get a chance and experience this energy again. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Advanced Healers Training, third lesson of the evolution of time. Wishing you all the best you could wish and see yourself. Wishing you to be in a higher level of stillness. Until next time, as we go into the next step in evolution of time, my name is Eric Feldman again. Thank you for being here.